On Tuesday, Facebook and Twitter announced they had purged hundreds of suspicious accounts and pages that were masquerading as news outlets and other social media personas. The companies say they believe these pages originated in Iran. Facebook says they took down more than 600 pages, groups, and accounts, while Twitter shut down more than 280 accounts. These removals came about in response to a report from cybersecurity company FireEye. Joining us to discuss these accounts is Lee Foster, a manager of the Information Operations Analysis Team at FireEye Intelligence. Lee, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us about these accounts that FireEye found. How were they presenting themselves to the public?
So what we actually uncovered was a network of not only social media accounts, but also inauthentic news sites that were pushing content that appeared to be in line with Iranian interests and were focused on different regions around the world, including the US, the UK, Latin America, and the Middle East.
And what kind of information were these accounts sharing and pushing?
Often it was content that was published on these inauthentic news sites. So there would be news stories that had been appropriated from other news sources, legitimate news sources, including Western media outlets, as well as some what appears to be original content created by the operators of these sites. The social media accounts affiliated with these sites would promote and push out links for this content.
And was the content of a particular nature? Was it pushing a particular viewpoint?
We saw a lot of common themes across these sites and the social media accounts. Often they included kind of narratives that were anti-Israeli, anti-Saudi, pro-Palestinian, sometimes anti-US or anti-Trump administration, or kind of advocating for particular kind of policies with regards to Iran.
FireEye says it has, quote, moderate confidence that this activity came from Iranian actors. What is leading FireEye to believe that?
There's a number of different components that we base this assessment on. This includes some overlap in website registration data that we were able to tie to additional Iranian websites. Beyond that, we also have indications of social media accounts originating from Iran, for example, because they were registered using Iranian phone numbers.
Your report, though, says that it does not appear to have been designed as a dedicated attempt to influence the 2018 U.S. midterm elections. If not, then what do you think the purpose was?
Broadly speaking, it seems to have been designed to promote kind of narratives and political viewpoints in line with Iranian national interests. So it doesn't appear to have been designed to influence kind of one specific political event per se, but set up to actually promote a broader swath of narratives. And we can see this in the sense that there were a number of different sites, a number of different social media accounts, and that they were focused on particular regions and countries, as I said before, not just the US, but also Latin America and the United Kingdom and the Middle East.
What's the relationship between FireEye and Facebook?
So we don't really get into the specific natures of our relationships with other organizations. In this instance, we were investigating this kind of set of activity, and upon finding assets on Facebook platforms that appeared to be part of this, we provided them that information. And as they've said in their subsequent announcements, they were able to pivot off of this to then go and identify even further activity on their platforms.
So is it fair to say that this is something that Facebook needed your help with in order to detect?
I'm not entirely sure in terms of what other concurrent investigations they had going on, but it does appear that the accounts that we were able to provide them did allow them to then identify other material on their platforms.
Lee Foster is a member of the intelligence team with FireEye. Lee, thank you for sharing your findings with us.
Thanks for having me.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.